Jim, you and I, we've been experiencing Tassie's off-season, travelling around the state, doing all these beautiful things in our very own backyard, and encouraging people to do the same. Bring it back to the show, social media, at Jimmy Nath. Check it all out. If obviously, we can't go anywhere else, but you don't need to. Just go to Tassie. Go to Tassie. There are so many beautiful things, and recently, we just got back from St. Helens, the East Coast. We headed up there. On the way, of course, we stopped at Bishano. We stopped at a beautiful cafe, and we went in there, and we said to them, you guys are so amazing. You're so comforting. We want to get you on the show.
Yeah. Can I say one of my favourite things about travelling around Tassie is, you know, we've got things locked in, right?
Yeah.
We're driving somewhere, but there's nothing I love more than as you're driving somewhere, you pull over somewhere, like we were driving through Bishano and we're just like, we're looking for a coffee, looking for something, and you stumble across wonderful people, wonderful food, coffee, and you're just blown away. The surprise of that experience. I just love eating and drinking my way around Tassie.
Which is why we want to introduce our next guest. Please welcome from the Sandbar Cafe in Bishano, Gemma Holland. Gem, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
No, Gemma, thanks so much for joining us. The Sandbar Cafe in Bishano, beautiful spot. Just a little cafe, but I tell you what, it does everything that you need it to do. Can you tell us about how you started it, when you started it?
Well, we bought the business in October last year, so we got thrown in the deep end right before summer. We were very, very busy. And then, yeah, we've just created lots of different little healthy treats. We've got, we're serving breakfast, lunch, and we've got lots of options for vegans, vegetarians, and gluten-free people. And we're just, it's more of like a food bar. So we haven't got many spots to sit inside, but you can sit outside or you can take it away because we are only 100 metres walk from Warbs Bay. So it's a beautiful little spot.
Well, this is the thing. In Bishano, I mean, you don't really want to sit inside anyway, do you, Gemma?
No.
You want to take it, which is what we do. You want to take it and
you might be driving somewhere.
Driving through, but you want to go out and see Bishano, don't you? This is
exactly
why this is so perfect.
Yeah, and we've had really nice winter sunny days, so it's been really, really good.
We didn't see you the other day, Gemma, on our way back. We saw you on the way up and we swung in. I'll shout out to your mum, Sue. Lovely lady. We saw Sue on the way back. But it's funny, when we were going up, it was sort of just us in there.
Yeah.
And I was like, look at us. We've discovered this little, this sneaky, beautiful spot.
Oh, little diamond, haven't we? Yeah.
Gemma, on the way back, I'm not lying here, Nath. You were there. There would have been about 60 people inside, outside. Like, you guys are so popular in Bishano.
I know. The girls told me. We've got a line going out the door down the road. It's ridiculous. It is good, but it's very, very busy.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, is this an all season long kind of thing that you're getting so busy? And is it locals from Bishano or is it people like us who are stopping on the way going through?
It has been really busy. I didn't have it last winter, but I'm hearing from other people in town that it is a busy winter and lots of people are still travelling. But we haven't really slowed down, and being school holidays, obviously it is very busy. It's been really steady. We have a lot of locals and teachers come down during the week, like Monday to Friday, and then we get a lot of travellers and a lot of people in vans, and yeah, it's really good talking to everyone.
Gemma, we were talking about it. You spent some time on the mainland down here in Tassie. I mean, how good is it to be here in Tassie? Like, we were just chatting earlier on the show about, you know, the COVID situation on the mainland.
Yeah.
How good is it to be living here and being able to travel and sort of explore our own backyard?
It is. It is really good. We haven't really been affected too much in Bishano. You know, we've been kind of in our own little bubble here. So we've been really lucky. We travel up and down the East Coast all the time and go to all the like different beaches. We've got Coles Bay down the road. We've got lots of wineries. I really want to explore over on the Northwest Coast as well.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't got over there, obviously, being a business owner.
Yeah.
It is. It is really good. We're really lucky over here.
Gemma, does it surprise you? I know one thing that's been surprising Jimmy and I is the amount of Tasmanians who've been there their entire life or 20 years plus who have never been to certain areas in Tassie that just seem so popular. Does that ever happen when people come in who are from Tassie, iconically Tasmanian?
From Hobart,
from Hobart.
Never been to Bishano.
And they go, oh, Bishano's beautiful, isn't it? Does that surprise you?
Yes, I know. You have people come in from Launceston and they're like, oh, we've never been here before. And I'm like, we're just from Launceston. I'm like, oh, okay, we're only an hour away.
Well, absolutely.
I feel something like that. I'm like, I know.
The long drive. Oh, I can't believe I made it from Launceston to Bishano.
Well, people of Hobart, take our advice. Take Gemma's advice. Go out and experience Tassie's off-season.
Oh, and look, whether you're going to Bishano or you're driving through, stopping at the Sandbar, Gemma, her mum Sue, the whole staff there, amazing, lovely people, do great food, great coffee.
Gem, we appreciate you coming on the show this morning. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, guys.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.